the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We are back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Good morning to you. Brian Barrett along with Riverdale coach Ron Adelot. And Coach John, I'm sorry John was giving you such a hard time a second ago. But there is one old man at Riverdale. I want to say congratulations to new grandfather, Tommy Nolan.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
he's little girl. That's little girl.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Celebrating that. We did mention that last night. But I guess you just have to go to the office to find somebody older than you and so, you know,
that's
grandfather.
Right. Amen. There's always somebody.
There's always somebody. Well, last night, interesting atmosphere. Going to Hendersonville is always an interesting adventure. Sometimes it's a road adventure for us. But, you know, anytime you can get a win in that environment, it's a good win. 49-34. So I guess you'll take that and run.
Hendersonville's an awfully good football team. Obviously, they were state runner-up in 5A last year. And, you know, 4-2, and I'd say another shot to do some, to go deep into the playoff picture in 5A this year.
I really thought they were a quality football team. Last night's 49-34 score was kind of what folks thought would have happened last week, maybe, and then this week thought it might have been a little, you know, opposite. So, I don't know. 34 points is a lot of points for your defense. I know that there may be some work to do there, or at least looking at some things in that respect. But anytime you can come away with a win on the road in an environment like that, it was homecoming night, all, you know, you got an opponent fired up to play you. I mean, all the moons could align or the stars could align in a situation like that, but they did not for Hendersonville.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, it's a tough game. We came off of a rival game last week and you know, hard fought and bumped and bruised, but, you know, went back. And Hendersonville did. They loaded up and came after us and made us homecoming. And it was, you know, we're going to get everybody's best shot. We realize that. We try to tell our kids that, and I think they understand that, you know. You know, defensively, I thought we played, you know, the second quarter I thought we played pretty well, and I thought things would turn around a little bit. But, you know, that's a difficult offense that they run. I mean, it kind of puts you on the heels. We haven't seen it where, in turn, they had seen similarities to what we've done three times. That was their third time last night. So, you know, I thought they probably had a little advantage from the defensive standpoint. It's hard to sit in there and read when you're going downhill and playing a lot of spread teams, et cetera, and you're looking at all the counter stuff that Hendersonville was doing last night. But, you know, we'll grade it out, and Bobby and his group will get it fixed.
Well, you know, there may not be a lot to fix there because you seemed in the second half to get those things turned around, and I guess that's being maybe a bit unfamiliar with that type of offense. There were a few missed tackles in the first half, but those that changed in the second half. So your defense really gave your offense a chance to come around and take the lead for good.
Absolutely. Like I said, the second quarter, I thought, you know, they bailed us out and kept us in the football game, and actually we were fortunate to get a lead there just before half. You know, and I think you're absolutely right. I think people were in the right spots. I just don't think we made plays, you know. We sort of were kind of flat on that side of the ball. And like I said, you know, we'll energize it and try to get it back to where it needs to be.
Well, down 7-0, tied at 7-7. Then they take a 14-7 lead, tied at 14-14. Then it was 20-14 going into the half, and had an opportunity there with a defensive play. I think there were two interceptions and a fumble by Hendersonville last night, and you almost made them pay on that right before the half. That would have been a pretty big play.
Yeah, we just sort of kind of ran out of time. We thought we might have a shot at a field goal, you know, but. The kids executed. I thought they executed. We just ran out of time, and we're out of timeouts. So, you know, but we knew we had the ball coming back, so we didn't want to do something foolish either to give them an opportunity to, you know, go down and tie it up or take a lead there on us. So, you know, it turned out, and we came out in the third quarter and went back to work.
Sometimes your gut tells you, well, let's do something here with it, but then, you know, it's like good coach, bad coach on your shoulder, I guess, saying, you know, we've got to be careful what we do here, because it could really swing the game the other way if, you know, you throw a pick and they take it in or whatever right before the half.
Yeah, you just try to do, you know, I guess different coaches take it different directions, but, you know, my feeling was that we wanted to do things that we were familiar with doing so that Dylan knew where people were. We weren't going to do anything foolish. Take the one shot, and we got the pass down there and completed it, but we just ran out of time because he got flushed out of the pocket. So, you know, with a little under 8 seconds, I think it was 7.2 or 3, something of that nature. You know, he made a play, but it was just, you know, he had to buy some time to make the play.
I had enough time on the clock for one more play. I think that was the big difference right there.
Yeah.
Just the time when the interception occurred. Coach, I really thought the turning point of the game was, and I hope Dante Glover is a good kid. I did say something like, do you feel the earth shaking back there in Rutherford County when he was rambling some 72 yards after the pass? I really like that kid, the way he plays with, you know, inspired football, especially defensively. But last night, coming out of the tight end slot, pretty neat.
Well, go back to your first statement, Deontay is a great, great kid from a great, great family. He had a little toe surgery, had to have an ingrown toenail removed Wednesday. So,
oh, wow.
You know, he came to practice that afternoon. I mean, he's a great kid. He doesn't ask for anything. He's a captain. He's respected by his peers, and he's very, very athletic. And, you know, I think that's just a showcase for Deontay to play at the next level. I mean, you know, and quite possibly at the Division I level. I mean, we have a lot of traffic in there about Deontay, and that can only enhance his efforts. And on top of that, he's an equally impressive defensive player as well. He's very athletic to be his size.
You know, defensively, he's the leading defender in the county this year in terms of tackles and sacks for loss, and had a couple of those last night. But used him more in that tight end spot last night, or at least he showed up catching the ball more last night than I've seen in the last few weeks.
Well, he's always a threat, and, you know, Dylan's a smart kid, and he's going to go to the people that make plays, and he knows what he's reading, and you know, and fortunately, last night Deontay was the opportunity, and Dylan took the opportunity, and Deontay made the plays.
You know, and that long run, but there was one later in the game. I think it was after this touchdown that, you know, he was maybe 4 or 5 yards and trying to convert third or fourth down. I can't remember now, and Dylan just drilled it, you know, and he was only.
Yeah.
Just a few yards away.
It was a fourth and one
play.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know anybody else could catch that ball. Hands on that one, because that one was smoked. 670 yards in total offense last night. Speaking of smoked, we had you around that very same. That's what the paper had. That's a lot of yards in a game, isn't it, Coach?
Well, I wouldn't want to be the defensive coordinator this morning at Hendersonville. That is a lot of yards. I didn't realize we were up that high, but you know, and I even felt like we could have, you know. Early in the game, I think two out of the first three drives we sort of kind of left out there. And, you know, we still have things to work on, but it was – I thought the kids as a whole, I'm about halfway through the game grading it. I thought we actually came out and got after them a little bit.
You know, those first couple of series, a lot of times that happens just trying to get into the flow of the game, taking in the atmosphere, I guess, seeing what the defense is going to give you and things like that. Do you usually – I know you always – nobody gives a series or whatever, but are you a little more lenient in that grading of those first couple of series?
Well, you know, I think you come out and you don't want to do anything foolish. You want to kind of get kids grounded a little bit. I thought we had a couple of key drops in the first and the third series that could have springboarded those two drives. you know, but it's sort of kind of like that. Kids are getting the feel, too. And obviously, if they get off to a great start, you know, usually things roll. I thought we got off to a so-so start, so I was a little bit concerned that we kind of had the same hangover we had last week, but we got rolling fairly quickly early in the second quarter, I thought.
I want to go back and talk about Dylan just a bit. He had 70 yards rushing last night when he's averaging about 72, so right around the average, but 316 yards passing last night. Rushed for a touchdown, threw for three. So there's Mr. Consistent back there for you.
Well, as Dylan goes, we go. You know, and I think that's true for most teams and their quarterback. You know, I think at our level and on up, the quarterback is a key element of any team. And we're very fortunate to have Dylan. And, you know, he's like Deontay. He's a great kid. He's a great leader. He's a captain. The kids respect him. The teachers love him. The administration, you know, he's just a pleasure to coach and be around. And on top of that, he's a great athlete that makes plays.
We said this in the broadcast last night about Adam Davenport. He gets the dirtiest yards of anybody, it seems. And, you know, you look up and all of a sudden he's got over 100. He had 115 last night. And you just look at the game, and I don't think you walk away thinking he had 115 yards in a game like that. But he gets the hard yards.
No, they were tough yards. They were. And Adam is you know, playing both ways now, so that taxes him a little bit. And you know, we're still expecting even more from Adam. And you know, I thought he ran hard last night, and you know, we expect that out of him. And our team needs him to do that. And you know, I think he's a bit frustrated because he thinks he ought to break everyone. But truth be known, I'm sure that he's a focal point of a lot of defenses. And you know, they know he's going to get X amount of carries. And fortunately, he's given us a good chunk of yardage every game.
Coach Ron Adelot joining us this morning, talking about the Riverdale Warriors. Got to ask you about a kickoff last night that was called back, and you had to re-kick. What in the world was going on there? Because I was lost, and I think all the Riverdale fans were.
Well,
too.
They said it was an inadvertent whistle, and you know, you play the play overs the way the play worked because it was a dead ball. But you know, I thought there was even one. I think it was the second kickoff that we had after we scored the first touchdown was in the end zone, so I didn't think they were very consistent calling down there on the line.
It appeared to me he was in the end zone.
Yeah, and it looked like the ball broke the plane on the film, and the, you know, the official standing right there. But you know, I thought the game was very well officiated. I can't, you know, if that's the worst thing that happened, then. You know,
yeah.
That far away from home, we're okay.
That's very true. I was just curious about what the perspective was from that, because obviously we didn't hear the inadvertent whistle. It appeared that one official called it one way and the other called it the other. But
well,
maybe
we heard the whistle blow.
Okay.
And so we thought that, you know, he had called it crossing the plane.
Yeah.
And apparently they said he had blown it early and they replayed the down.
Well, good enough there. Only 25 yards in penalties last night, which I thought Hendersonville really stalled a lot of their drives with penalties, which is a good thing for you. And your penalties were down, so that's good as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's true. I mean, you know, penalties are sort of kind of twofold. They're either aggressive penalties or they're really sloppy, you know, not smart penalties. And I thought they had a lot of sloppy, you know, mental penalties, and that certainly will get you beat and put your offense in a bind, even though they weren't in much of a bind, I didn't think, sometimes. But
they started first and 15 a lot, though,
yeah,
last night.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, and I'm sure we should have capitalized a lot more on that. And but to our credit, we didn't do a lot of those things, you know. And that helps you win football games. That's hidden yardage.
Coach, you're going into the last game before fall break. It's a district game, and then a pretty tough district stretch down to the playoff run. Go to Laverne this next week. Wolverines are a much improved team. Almost pulled out the win over Shelbyville last night. 28-21, they lost at home in that one. Stanton Stevens, in his second year, has done some good things down there.
He has, you know, and it's a tough place to play. They got a quality coaching staff. They are very athletic, we hear. You know, we've seen a little bit of them on film. Got a little film last night. I'm sure their kids are going to be excited to play us. We're going to get, as I said, we're going to get everybody's best shot. We expect that. You know, it is a district game, so I feel like our kids will be ready to play as well.
Always seem to be back-to-back road games. At least Laverne's not Hendersonville and Nashville traffic and all.
Well, you pay a price for playing 4 out of 5 at home early. So, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, but the bottom line is if you're going to be a championship team or a playoff team, you've got to win on the road. And, you know, it's a good test for us. And our next two are on the road. So we've got three, you know, counting last night, had three in a row on the road. And, you know, sort of kind of how that goes. We'll see what kind of football team we got.
Well, at least I had the opportunity to redeem myself in driving and did not make a wrong turn coming out of Hendersonville and wind up almost in Kentucky. So all things are good there, and fun trip. It's always fun to follow the Riverdale Warriors coach, and we'll see you next Saturday morning to talk about the game with Laverne.
Thanks so much. Have
all
a
right.
great weekend.
You too. That's Ron Adelot joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. When we come back, Matt Williams is going to be with us to talk about their double overtime win over the Franklin Rebels. Don't you just love it? We're going to talk about it when we come back.